Health authorities on Taiwan say they're looking into 42 suspected human infections of the H7N9 bird flu. However, no cases have been confirmed on the island as of yet. Dr. Pei Chun Jan is with the Taiwan Center for Disease Control.
The virus cannot transmit from man to man, and it is impossible to result in pandemic influenza in a short period of time. However, we cannot be sure whether the virus will go through mutation to cause the transmission from man to man. Currently, we still cannot exclude that possibility.
Two patients being treated on Taiwan did travel to mainland to the mainland cities of Suzhou and Shanghai. Based on the seven-day dormant period of the virus, the middle of this month is going to be a critical moment in containing any epidemic of H7N9. The new strain of the bird flu has sickened 38 people so far on the mainland. 10 have died. So far, only one person, a four-year-old boy from Shanghai, has fully recovered. Authorities are still working through the theory that people are contracting the virus through direct contact with infected birds. Authorities say there's been no discernible proof of people-to-people transmissions. At least 16 people have been detained, meantime, in different parts of the country for spreading online rumors about the deadly virus. Authorities in Hong Kong have started taking blood samples of poultry imported from the mainland to test for H7N9.